Moncler, a brand that loves to tout its sustainability mantra, Born to Protect, just found itself tangled in a web of hypocrisy. The controversy? A proposed fashion show at Loch de la Rosière in Courchevel this March that left locals and environmentalists furious, exposing just how thin the veneer of eco-consciousness can be. The plan was as ostentatious as it was tone-deaf: transform a pristine natural sanctuary into a lavish runway extravaganza for 250-plus VIPs, staff, and journalists, complete with a two-week operation to clear snow from an area meant for wildlife and pedestrians so guests could access the show, all for a few fleeting hours of spectacle. The irony was thicker than the snow they planned to bulldoze. But locals didn't stay silent. An online petition garnered over 1,200 signatures, and the Resilience Montaigne Association issued a damning statement. Respect your slogan, Born to Protect, a commitment to the future. Because really, how does disturbing ecosystems and wildlife align with a promise to protect? Spoiler, it doesn't. One local restaurant owner summed it up. La Rosière, especially in winter, is one of the few places that remains truly peaceful, where nature thrives without interference from the resort. Even Courchevel's town hall, initially enticed by the prospect of global media buzz, started to waver under the growing backlash. And the uproar worked. By Wednesday, Moncler announced that the show would be relocated elsewhere in Courchevel. This debacle serves as a cautionary tale for luxury brands flaunting their green credentials. Luxury loses its shine when it desecrates the very environment it claims to honor. Destination shows are already the epitome of indulgent excess. Do we really need to add ecological destruction to fashion's growing list of sins?